of the glory.
Hallelujah. With every hand lifted in this place, we've come to honor Jesus.
You turn it up just a little bit.
No other name will do. We've come to honor you, God.
Yeah.
No one else can stand against your name, oh God.
Oh God.
There's only one name that's higher. It's the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. So we sing this today, day and night.
Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise.
That's our praise.
Day and night, night and day, let incense rise.
Day and night, night and day, let incense rise.
Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise.
We exalt thee, exalting this morning.
I exalt thee, I exalt thee, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
hallelujah,
I exalt thee,
Jesus,
I exalt thee.
Worthy of all our praise.
For from you,
from all
things. For from you,
only you
are worthy. And to you, for from you,
from you all my things.
To you all things.
You're worthy of it all. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. It says, night and day, day and night, let incense rise. Day and night. Night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. Holly, from for you are all things, and to you are all things. From you are all things, and to you are all things. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah to you, Lord. We know that what comes from you, Lord, is everything we need. And to you, Lord, is all that we can give, Lord. Day and night and day, we let our praises flow to you, oh God. Because you are worthy. You alone are worthy of our praise. give our praise. You alone, God, are worthy. Worthy of our praise. We give our praise to you, Lord. We honor you, Lord.
We give you glory.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night. Of it all, Lord. You're worthy of it all, Lord. You're worthy of it all, Lord. Head of my shed, of my head, of my life. You're worthy of it all.
Worthy is the Lamb.
You're worthy of it all, Lord.
I lift it up.
Oh, Daddy, you're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all.
You are in this place.
Let our praises flow to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Yes, God. We let our praises flow to you, God. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Lord.
We glorify in the goodness of our God. Thank you, Lord, as we spread the good news that you love us. Oh, that you're our closest friend, Jesus.
I love that. Day and night, night and day. Let the incense of our praises rise before you, Lord Jesus. We're going to celebrate the presence of the Most High God today, the resurrection of our God. We just wanted to sing this song. It was so lively when we were doing practice yesterday. Because you're risen, we're going to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. Amen.
Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate.
Can you just greet one another? Greet one another close to you instead of going all around right now, okay? Just give me a... just wonderful, wonderful fellowship. So just greet your neighbor as you're standing there. In Jesus' name, amen. Setting I don't like on your it sounds horrible out here. It sounds like your keyboard's going out. And turn your keyboard on. Remember, on this song, we're going to sing it fast, and then we're going to sing it slow. Got it?
Is she going to start the tempo?
Y'all keep me straight. We're going to sing it fast right now.
Is she going to start the tempo for me?
Yep. Hold on. Everybody, you're going to enjoy this today. Let's welcome David Dollar. Yay! All right, go, David. Thank you. blood can wash away my sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious tears of flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Come on, let's worship.
Thank you for that precious blood, oh God. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We bless you, Holy Spirit. We bless you, Heavenly Father. We bless you, Lord
Jesus.
There's power in the blood of Jesus. For your great salvation, Lord. Oh, for cutting covenant with us through your blood, oh God. We adore you. We magnify you, Lord.
You are our righteousness, Father, and we thank you for that precious blood that was spilled for us, for all of our sins, for all of our griefs, all of our disappointments in life. I thank you, Jesus, that you are so awesome in our lives today. Amen. for us. That's why we sing Amazing Grace to you, Father. We love you, Jesus. Our one desire, our greatest desire, is that we might use our lives as a living sacrifice. It's easy once we get to heaven, you know. But it's living on this earth, and that's what you want us to do. You want us to walk by faith and not by sight. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Thank you.
God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God.
Yeah.
We praise you, Lord.
Oh, we magnify you,
we
Lord.
We worship you.
Oh, let's all praise him for his amazing grace this morning. Ah, we lift holy hands to you, Lord. Without wrath, without doubting, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies, Lord, that are over all your works. Oh, begin to thank him for the healings that have already taken place. Oh, we thank you, Father. Oh, that you have healed us by your stripes, Lord Jesus. Oh, time and time again. And we thank you, Lord, for the healings that are coming even this day. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, oh God. Hallelujah. The Lord is touching people that have problems with cramping. Power of God is coming to you right now. People with eye issues, cataract, glaucoma. God is healing people with eye issues. Oh, we begin to thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you, Father. People that have like a sour stomach, God is healing you this day. Today is the day. Today is the day for your healing. Hallelujah to God.
And the Lord is healing hearing issues today, particularly in the left ear. And the Lord gave me a scripture for someone. It says that in 1 Peter 3 and verse 12, it says, "For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their supplication. But the face of the Lord is upon them that do evil." And I feel like someone has been speaking ill against someone, and God is going to bring that to an end, he says this morning. And also, I heard the Lord say that someone's been suffering with panic attacks, and those panic attacks are not from the Lord. And so God says he's bringing healing to your nervous system right now in Jesus' name.
Also, the Lord is healing pain in the right big toe. He's healing symptoms of gout, ear infection, and also anxiety and stress. Amen.
Praise God. Also, I hear the Lord say, I don't have a name for this, but where you have sudden weakness, it just, you're doing well, and then all of a sudden it's like your blood sugar just drops. You know, you've heard a number of things that we've heard today from the Holy Spirit. How many of you have dealt with these things? Just put your hand up, any of these issues. So Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are so faithful. You said it, we sang it this morning. Morning by morning, morning by morning, your faithfulness is there for us. Morning by morning, your great grace is there for us, O Lord God. Your mercies are new every day. They're new every morning. And so, Lord, we just thank you that you love your body, you love your church, and they are being healed right now by the power of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus has already paid the price not only for our salvation, but also for our healing. In Jesus' name, praise God. You may be seated. God bless you. Oh, I think we need to give the worship team a hand. Boy, that was fantastic. Wow. Brother David, how many love the harmonica? Isn't it fantastic? Absolutely. I've always loved the harmonica. Amen, amen, amen. We have a few announcements to make. And I tell you what, I want Ina to make this announcement about I used to say when I was a kid, the aminals.
Well, we're just going to have a community outreach, if you have your flyer. And it's for next Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5. I need some volunteers. Roy, you're already a volunteer with your two cute little dogs. So I've always had an invisible dog, okay? I want a dog. I just don't want to have to take care of it. You know, just to play with it.
Maybe you could rent a dog.
So the name of my dog all these years is Gumbo. So anyway, but I do like animals, so I just need some volunteers, and it'll be from 3 to 5. We're going to have little treats. If you don't have an animal, or even if you do, just read the article and pass it on to somebody else. We're going to put it on Instagram and Facebook. And we're just going kind of fishing in the community to see people love their animals these days, you know, relieve stress and anxiety and all that. And so just come and be a part next Sunday, 3 to 5.
Plus, I think, you know, if people see that God has touched the animal, they're going to connect the dots and say, well, he can touch me as well. When we first started Healing Rooms and we were in another building, one of the guys that was with us that actually began to lead it, Healing Rooms for years, Barnabas, he had a dog and he loved the dog, and the dog was, I guess, I don't know how old, he's had him a long, long time, and the dog was had cancer. And so he said, would you guys mind if I brought the dog in when we had Healing Rooms, that was on a, always been on Tuesday, and pray for my dog? And we said, sure. And so we brought him in, we laid hands on him, everybody spoke over the dog, and they took him back to the vet, and they couldn't find any cancer, right? And so, yeah, so, you know, listen, if it's important to you, it's important to the Lord, amen? Absolutely.
Well,
so,
he's coming on a beautiful white horse back to earth, but I don't think anybody's going to bring their horse on Sunday, but they can if they like.
You never know. Might ride right in, you know. Today is Prophetic Sunday, and if you're first, second, or third-time visitor, all you have to do is sign up that pad right over there, and Pastor Kimberly, who heads that ministry, will get to you. And it's always for encouragement and blessing, you know. So we always say no dates, no maybes. There we go. All right. Tuesday is Healing Rooms, and we pray for the sick always, but especially on Tuesday. And so who's speaking this Tuesday? Kimberly, tell us what you're going to talk about.
So we're going to continue with our study of being sensitive to the Lord. And the title of the message is Meditating on the Word of God Brings Wisdom. And the scripture that I have is out of Joshua 1 and verse 8, and it states, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night." And I love the song, Pastor Lorraine, "Day and night thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success."
Amen. Amen. And Wednesday, Pastor Kimberly is going to be teaching. We started a new series on Proverbs, and this one is how to apply God's wisdom. All right, how to take those wisdom scriptures. Yeah, Lisa, come on down. Come on down.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to, I think the announcement went out last week, but we're having a little fall retreat kind of family, no, not really family, but for the kids, a little movie day, not a movie night, after church tomorrow, next week. Jesus. Okay. Next week.
First
after
we had,
church
first
till
we have
about
lunch.
We're doing lunch?
Yeah.
Yes.
We said
we're giving them lunch. Yes. Lunch. We're giving them lunch and having a movie and games. It's gonna be fun for them. From after church till about 3:30. Okay? And that's it.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. If that lunch is good, we may show up. No, not really. Okay, we have some testimonies. Ray, you have a testimony. Oh, you get your mic. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes. I actually have a little gospel group that I sing with, kind of associated with our old church, but it's been a few years since I joined them, and we sing in retirement communities and things like that. Well, one of those members contracted COVID a couple of weeks ago, and he has experienced cancer. He's had a really tough time with surgeries and stuff, and lost teeth and all of his nasal cavities. Everything was taken, so he was more susceptible. So he got it. He was in the hospital. He had been taken to the hospital because his oxygen levels dropped really low. And one of the founders had told us last week that he was critical. They put him in the ICU, and the doctors wanted him on the ventilator. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that. So one of those members kept us surprised and kept saying, hey, let's pray for this fellow worshiper, David. And it was bad. His oxygen levels were low and wasn't looking real good. So I just stopped what I was doing right in front of my computer when I read that email. And I cursed the infirmity in him, and I just claimed the healing and visualized Jesus right there in his room, touching him and just sending the Holy Spirit for healing and angels. And I said, Lord, please give those doctors the wisdom and the guidance and the nurses for anything that he needs. But I just said, I am going to claim and decree and declare that his oxygen levels will be up so high that it'll be a miraculous turnaround. I claimed it, and I said, this is what I ask in the name of Jesus. It'll be baffling to the doctors. And about 4 hours later, we got an update. His oxygen levels were up to 95. Beautiful. And as of this morning, it was 98. And he's feeling great and sounds great, so he's probably going to be out of there soon. So it wasn't looking good, guys, but the Lord stepped in through us. Remember, we have the authority with Jesus, the blood of Jesus. So amen to that. Praise the Lord for that.
Praise God. Praise. The same thing happened to Mario Morello. There we go. I'll get it. But, how many of you saw some of the videos of his great rallies, tent rallies up in Batavia, is it? Batavia, New York. Yeah, fantastic. Well, anyway, he got hit with, I just found out from Pastor Tim, he got hit with COVID in both lungs. He was in Tennessee. They hospitalized him. They were going to put him on a ventilator, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit hit. Both lungs were filled with air, and he checked out. Hallelujah to God. Yeah. The enemy was not happy with what God was using him to do. Beautiful, beautiful. I have another testimony, and this is Sister Laura, who is Ray's mom, and she had a vision. How many know we're having dreams and visions and healings, and it's awesome what's happening. Bless you, Laura. Tell us about the vision.
Well, if this was at night, I was getting ready to go to sleep. Actually, I went to bed, and I was looking up, and I saw the room get big, and the ceiling went up, and it opened up. And hundreds of horses were coming in with riders. At the front was a big white horse and a man with Jesus riding him. And they were coming back to save the people that were lost.
Yes.
And he's coming back.
Yes.
The Lord is coming back.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Hallelujah.
Can I chime in real quick?
Yes.
She said she actually heard the hooves. I have to add to that, Mom. Sorry. She actually heard the hooves galloping, and she could hear and see the nostrils flaring on the horses. And the man she described on the white horse had a white smock on, she said, and white hair. So these were little details I had to add, Mom. It was amazing.
Wow. Awesome. Also, Dana, where is Brother Ralph? There he is. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. So just briefly, I found very encouraging here, just today, but also maybe collecting here and there, is just talking to some of the people here. So, for example, Thomas, you ever get a chance, just talk to him. He has a way of going out in public and ministering and sharing the gospel. He did it at the fair, shared testimony with strangers. He's just talked to him about how he does it. Another one is PJ. She has things that she wears, and I'm going to let you tell her if you ever want to, but it generates people come up and ask her, and it starts a conversation about sharing the gospel. I mean, those amazing things, simplest things you wouldn't believe. And so, but that surprise, you just need to ask PJ. When you get time, talk to Sue. It's very encouraging. Her phone ministry, just lots of miracles of ministering to people by phone. And, you know, and then there's Versi just shared an amazing, I don't know that she does it very much, but she had a way of ministering to neighborhoods out on the street corner and in lawns, and would get people to come up to her, and she would share the gospel, and it just was amazing. And she had a couple keys that she was using that people would come up to her. So ask her about it when you get time. All of these have been very encouraging to me. So that's all.
Beautiful. Praise God. How many know the Lord is moving through his church? Amen. All right. Brother Ronnie, it's wealth time.
Good morning, church. If you really want to get in some conversations, get you a 33 Plymouth chop top with a Tommy gun. And everywhere you go, you'll get in all the conversations that you need. And by the way, I didn't know that this church, my own church, had a healing ministry for pets. We went to the mountains. We just got back from the mountains, you know, several days of beautiful mountains. Come back, and our cat was balled up in a knot in agony. And we had to rush him to the hospital. And $495 later, they told me that he had a giant hairball in his belly. Now, listen, I could have saved $495 and planted a seed here if I'd just known that. Wow. I mean, now, I'm going to run off the rails here. Y'all know how it is up here. Believe it or not, we're moving into a time of giving. You know, with our tithes and our offerings, and you may say, what has that got to do with? But I'll show you here, bear with me. Do we have any Motorhead? The Lord just gave it to me right over here. Didn't have a thing, and I still don't have a thing yet. But do we have any Motorheads in here, what we call gearheads, besides Peter and me? Anybody else that like cars and engines and stuff? Okay, got a few. Now, the Lord just showed me that we have, see, a diesel engine and a gasoline engine are totally different. They different. You know, a diesel engine don't have spark plugs or spark plug wires. They're totally different. And I've got a bunch of diesels. I like these big old diesel trucks. Got a bunch of them. Now, if when you move from a gas engine to a diesel, you better have an owner's manual because you don't have a clue how this thing works. Got an owner's manual. So you know what? God has given us an owner's manual to operate this engine right here. And I was over here thinking about that, and in Genesis, in the very first chapter of our owner's manual, say with me, owner's manual, man, he has spelled the whole thing out. Read it. He keeps repeating in that first chapter of the first book of the Bible that every seed is after its own kind. So this is seed time. This is seed time here. I'm telling you, when we get a hold of this, everything, seedy. You know, this old earth curse system says, work all you can, save all you can, and then set on the can. You know, man, that's not what the Word of God teaches. That is not what the Word of God teaches. It's all sowing. You know, and Gary Kazee found this out. And man, it's not just, it's after its own kind. Name that seed. You name it. You know, when you go out and plant corn or tomatoes or beets or cucumbers, it's got a name on that seed. Name that seed. Now, Roseanne and I have been doing this for a long time. Crazy stuff. I mean, stuff that you can plant. See, what we're doing, we're not buying favors from God again. We're just cooperating with what His Word says. And so, again, I just, you know, it's seed. It's all about seed. So, you know, the tithe is His. We just return it back to Him. But, man, what we get excited about is really the offering, what we've got to wave and what we got to offering. So, God, I just encourage you this morning to learn this seed time harvest. A lot of times for us, there's not much time involved. We've actually said we're going to give somewhere, and before we even get the check in the mailbox or give it, it already come back, see? He don't deal with time. Time isn't part of His deal. So, guys, if you'll stand with me, we do it this way here. As as Josh used to say, and here's the way we do it here. We was talking about that this morning. Yeah, I forgot all about those visitors. Do we have visitors? Thank you, dear. Do we have visitors for the very, very first time in the house this morning, for the very first time? Welcome to the river. Immediately after service, if you see this sweet lady, Brenda. Brenda, would you raise your hand back there? Oh, she's over here. She has a gift for you. I'm not sure if we still have those $50 bills left, but she'll come up with something.
And Roy's sister is here today.
Roy's sister. Yes. Wow. You are a beautiful gal. Are you sure you're Roy's sister? Okay. All right. I'll take that. Guys, I'll tell you, at one point I had to look around this morning. Brother David here, I thought there was a train. Did y'all feel like a train was coming through this place? I had to look back. My goodness, I love that. that harmonica. Matter of fact, I took a couple of videos of him, and I'm sent to my son, says, you need to do this in church. Okay. You need to do this in church. Get him all fired up. Guys, we do. Roseanne, anything else I've missed? Okay. Here's the way we do it. If you'll say with me, yes, indeed, it won't be long now, God decrees. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessings. Blessing like wine pouring off the mountains and the hills. As we bring the tithes and the offerings, we're believing the Lord for jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, benefits, sales and commissions, new business adventures, estates and inheritances, interest and income, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, gifts and surprises, finding money, bills paid off, debts demolished, royalties received, lower gas prices, and supernatural manifestations. It's offering time.
Hallelujah.